Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words and this special edition celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, 2019. On this broadcast, we will go back and recall how special this great American minister was and what he did to establish the truths he promoted in his I Have a Dream speech to establish some unity and to bring us all together. We will attempt to reach our goal through music and the thoughts of Dr. King and the words of another great man of the cloth, Bishop Tutu from South Africa, with words from his book, God Has a Dream, plus a special tribute sent to me by American composer David Berger titled Martin's Dream, written in 2010, and how that composition evolved. We began this journey with the song used as a special theme done in a jazz style, We Shall Overcome, offered by Charlie Hagen and Hank Jones, a song that became the theme at the height of the segregation movement. Let's begin our walk through history. We start with a short narration by Stacy Sortor, which is reflected by the background music Lift Every Voice for Freedom, performed by the Moses Hogan Singers. This is directly followed by the voices of Conspirare, and they sing Freedom by Robert Kerr. It begins softly and then blossoms into a loud cry for freedom. All of the music on this visit is directed at bringing back the I Have a Dream speech by Dr. King. Bishop Desmond Tutu from South Africa has this to say in his talking book, God Has a Dream, A Vision of Hope for Our Time. This is part of Chapter 2 called God's Dream, and I quote, "I have a dream, God said. Help me to realize it. It is a dream of a world where ugliness and squalor and poverty, its war and hostility, its greed and harsh competitiveness, its alienation and disharmony, are changed into being glorious counterparts, where there will be more laughter, joy, and peace, where there will be more justice, goodness, compassion, and love, and caring, and sharing. I have a dream that swords shall be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, that my children will know that they are members of one family, the human family, God's family, my family. In God's family, there are no outsiders. All are insiders, black and white, rich and poor, gay and straight, Jew and Arab, Palestinian and Israeli, Roman Catholic and Protestant, Serb and Albanian, Hutu and Tutsi, Muslim and Christian, Buddhist and Hindu, Pakistanian and Indian, all belong to the family of God." End quote, Bishop Desmond Tutu. Here are two more significant choral works with the music of James Whitburn, written for Camazio and director Matthew Berry. First is the voice of Desmond Tutu saying his prayer with music, and then a companion piece with a text from Revelation chapter 21. "He carried me away in the Spirit." two more important choral works for this occasion, A Prayer for Peace by Bishop Desmond Tutu, and He Carried Me Away with the Spirit, both written by James Whitbourne and sung by the choral group Camazio, led by Matthew Berry. Here again are the voices of Consparari and Craig Hella Johnson with the spiritual Walk Together Children, arranged by Moses Hogan. Great idea, Walk Together Children, sung by Consparari. The next composition is titled Martin's Dream, gifted to us by Jewish composer David Berger. He explains that at age 13, he was on tour of the South with a group of teens. It was 1963, at the height of the segregation, and he saw a sign which read, Whites Only. Mr. Berger said, It changed my life. End quote. On that same tour, they visited Washington and read Dr. King's speech. At that time, as a young man, he felt something was missing. Later, he was with one of Andre Goodman's closest friends, and she found out that Mr. Goodman, James Cheney, and Michael Schwerner were killed in Mississippi. Mr. Berger's career was taking shape, and at 19, he notated for Richard Havens his song Freedom, which was from the movie Woodstock. Richie Havens was the first to perform there. Years later, Mr. Berger was asked by his friend and bandmate Matthew Lazar, who was now a conductor, to write a choral piece to close a program that he was doing at Carnegie Hall. That was in 1975, which he did. So in 2010, David Berger was commissioned to write a piece for Martin Luther King's birthday, and that was performed at St. Mark's Church in New York. It felt right, he said. All of these things had come together, and the result was Martin's dream. We are fortunate that the piece comes with the permission of Dr. King's family through April Music Publishing. This MP3 file is taken from a live concert by the Zamir Chorale from Boston in 2013. The conductor is the aforementioned musician, Mr. Matthew Lazar. As we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday in 2019, we are pleased to present Martin's Dream by David Berger.
This is all. dream that we will see the day.
You have just heard Martin's Dream by David Berger, written in 2013, and you experienced a live performance from that year by the Zamir Chorale of Boston. The conductor was Matthew Lazar. Mr. Berger ended his notes to me by saying he felt that the I Have a Dream speech was one of the two greatest American speeches ever written, and the other the Gettysburg Address. We are celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday, 2019, with writings and music. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 26th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
When we cannot see
us that to do.
The Kingsingers have opened up the second half of this special birthday salute to Martin Luther King with a text by Thomas Kenny and the music of Stephen Bulla from a CD called Choral Essays, Volume 1, a wonderful thought-provoking hymn for our mental consolation. The Moses Hogan Singers return with I Dream a World by Langston Hughes with narrator Stacy Sortor. And then we hear that great American spiritual arranged by Andre Thomas. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning.
Nor avarice blights our day. A world I dream where black or white, whatever race you be, will share the bounties of the earth, and every man is free. Where wretchedness will hang its head, and joy, like a pearl, attend the needs of all mankind. Of such I dream. Our world.
Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Trimmed and burning, keep your lamps trimmed and burning. The time is drawing nigh. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning, keep your lamps trimmed and burning, keep your lamps trimmed and burning. The time is drawing nigh.
Two selections that speak for themselves. I Dream a World by Langston Hughes and Andre Thomas's great arrangement of Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning. The King Singers return with another stimulating hymn called Grant Us Thy Peace. So the question is, can we have peace from the divine while we are here, or must we wait?
Softly the shadows fall o'er land and sea. Voices of evening call speaking to me. Busy my hands this day, small time to think or pray.
Grant Us Thy Peace, sung by the King Singers, another hymn of peace. In 1992, the King Singers came out with a CD, and the last track was written by Robert Chilcott. The song was simply called MLK. and it caught on like crazy. It is simple, and the text says, Dr. King, sleep. Sleep tonight in peace, that you have given us a great goal to work on. MLK by Robert Chilcott. That song then takes us quietly home to thee. Again, the voices of England's King Singers.
Sleep tonight, and may your dream. If the thundercloud passes rain, so let it rain, rain down on him. So
A strong salute to Dr. King by Robert Chilcott, who today has a growing reputation as a wonderful composer. You heard his MLK from 1992, followed by Home to Thee, with words by Catherine Baird and the music of Norman Bearcroft. Music plays a powerful part in stories about Martin Luther King and his incredible life as a civil leader. Protest songs and spirituals played a key part in the marches and demonstrations that changed the nation decades ago. In fact, fellow civil rights leader Jesse Jackson told the Guardian newspaper that Dr. King's last words were a request to have the song Precious Lord Take My Hand performed at a rally scheduled for the night of April 4, 1968. An assassin's bullet killed Dr. King moments later. So we end our special salute with this arrangement sung by the Moses Hogan Singers, conducted by Moses Hogan. The soloist is William Willoughby. Precious Lord, Take My Hand by Thomas Dorsey.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak,
just heard the well-known hymn tune, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, by Thomas Dorsey, with soloist William Willoughby, to end this Going Beyond Words special tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. This year of 2019 marks 50 years since his untimely death.
Thank you.
the past hour, you've been listening to a special edition of Going Beyond Words, celebrating 50 years since the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting your comments and your return to reacquaint yourself with some of the great master vocal and choral works. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2019.